right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live on 97.1 Free FM. I was driving into work today from the San Fernando Valley, and it was slow going all the way from, I think they said it was from Calabasas to the 101, because it was a fatality, a fatal accident on the 101 northbound. And if you're on the 101 north right now, it starts to back up at Echo Park, and then it's Alvarado, Rampart, Silver Lake, and Vermont. And then it gets really bad from Melrose to Santa Monica, Western, Sunset, Hollywood, Gower, Argyle, Cahuenga, and Highland. And that's when it's it'll open up for you. But the speeds going through Santa Monica, Western, Sunset, 3 miles an hour. So try to avoid the 101 northbound. And some poor dude lost his life on that freeway today. And I passed it on the way. It was grim. They had a carpet over the windshield of an SUV that flipped over. So I'm hope you make it home safe. And, again, try to avoid that freeway. So you're just going to get pissed off being on that freeway. All right, folks, it is 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Actually, it's 9.04, 9.05 p.m. And that must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Back up.
What do you do? What do you do when they turn on what?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
What do you do when they turn on what?
What do you do?
Gina, please.
Hi.
All right, what's in the news, Gino?
So much.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Drunk. Thank you.
Happy birthday, drunk.
We should do a pre-news shot.
All right, there you go.
To me.
There you go. Happy birthday.
That deserves two shots.
Ah, yeah.
Tim, do you want to know what I sound like when I'm working out?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Okay, I'm going to do it live.
Is you working out?
Yeah, this is when I just can't do another rap or
okay.
I'll die.
All right, here we go. Gina Grad.
I'll back up a little bit.
Okay.
I actually
Are you sure that's working out?
Yeah, my trainer likes me.
I guess so.
He's really, really encouraging.
Okay.
Keep pushing through those.
All right, what's happening in the news, Gina Grad?
So
here's the deal, huh?
Here's the deal. Presidential candidate John McCain's wife, Cindy McCain, appeared on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, who you spoke with last night.
Yeah, we talked to Jay last night.
Love him. She took this opportunity to come clean about a little lie she and her husband were keeping from each other for quite some time, and we have the audio of that.
All right, here's Cindy McCain lying to John McCain.
Now, I heard you guys met. You lied about your ages. Is that true?
We did, yeah. We didn't find out till later on. I made myself 4 years older, and he made himself 4 years younger. And we found out when we applied for our marriage license. they published it in the newspaper in Arizona, and that's how we found out how old we were. It didn't matter, but we started our marriage on a tissue of lies. What can I say?
On a tissue of lies. Wow.
That is odd that they didn't find that out until they got married.
It's a little weird.
So if my wife did that, my wife said she's 4 years older, and I said I was 4 years younger.
Kill for their puppy.
We'd only be 2 years apart, then.
Oh, okay. Thought you were going to start doing math.
All right. What else is happening in the news,
well,
Brad?
Well, famous filmmaker and documentarian Michael Moore was on Larry King recently and had some insight onto how the Democratic presidential candidates have run their campaigns. And he doesn't have a glowing thing to say about Hillary.
Oh, boy. All right. The kiss of death. Michael Moore supports you.
I guess the difference I've seen here is that I've not heard Senator Obama try to make people afraid to vote for Senator Clinton because she's a woman. I haven't heard anything out of his mouth. But for her to try and make white, you know, working class, as they say, people vote for her and not him, to frighten them with words like Farrakhan and Hamas and things like that, I just think that that's not necessary.
Oh, all right. So Michael Moore supporting Barack Obama. Kiss of death, everybody. It is over. Hillary wins.
And it was going so well.
All right. That's too bad. He should just, I mean, every time he supports somebody, they lose.
Yeah.
All right. What else is happening, Gina Greb?
Well, as many of you know, American Idol judge Paula Abdul made a major slip up by critiquing a song that hadn't been sung yet.
Oh.
I know that you're aware of that. Here's some audio of that in case you missed it.
All right. This happened 2 days ago on American Idol. Paula Abdul, along with Randy and Simon, were sitting there, and they're going to judge all of the last five contestants in a row based on their first song. They hadn't sung their second song yet, and here's the audio from them.
This show is so tight. We ended round one. I want to go to Randy and get your quick opinion on round one. Jackson, go.
Round one, Jason. I thought it was just okay, man. It was better than last week, just okay. David Cook. Very good, in the zone, very strong, doing your thing. Brooke, better than last week. Still a little karaoke for me. Archuleta, the bomb. Brilliant. Saisha, you're definitely kind of in the zone, too. I thought it was strong. It was very nice vocals. It was strong. It wasn't amazing, but it was strong.
Paula.
All right, here goes the train wreck. Paula Abdul, everybody.
Gosh, we've never had to write these things down fast enough. Jason... The first song, I loved hearing your lower register, which we never really hear. The second song, I felt like your usual charm was missing for me. It kind of left me a little empty.
A little empty because it wasn't sang, baby.
And the two songs made me feel like you're not fighting hard enough to get into the top four. So,
David Cook.
No, we should just on the first song. Just on the first one. Just
on. We just sang the first song, baby. Just the first one.
Just rap on.
Just on the first song, though. Just on the first one.
Just on the first
song. I thought you sang twice.
Wow.
Just
see?
Once. But no, Paula.
Just the first one. Just the
Paula,
first one.
You're seeing the future, baby. You're seeing the future.
You know what?
Coming back. All right.
This is hard.
Okay. Yeah, this is hard, man. This is sitting around judging people for $2-3 million a year. It's hard. Hard stuff. Who is the guy, Archuleta? Is that the guy, the young kid who looks like he's blind?
Oh, the kid like with the dreads
the
or whatever?
The 15-year-old who's always squinting, like he's got no lights. Is that
like
him?
Like a couple of cataracts.
I believe that's him. Wait, there's pictures
of
him.
Wait, over there. I'll go look.
Yeah, it is Archuleta.
Okay.
Yeah. Young guy is, that's not a great way to get chicks, though. Pretending you can't see at 15. I don't know if that works.
Well, anywho.
All right. Anything else
then,
going on?
Then, yes, we have a bit of audio of Ms. Abdul trying desperately to backpedal her way out of this debacle.
Uh-oh.
And we'll see how that went.
All right. Paula Abdul explains why it sounded like she was on something.
It wasn't a great move to make in the middle of a live show. Producers come up to us in the dark and said, we're not going to have you guys judge after each performer. We're going to have all the performers go once. And then all of them go twice, and then at the end, you'll critique them. Simon's going, who went first? Who's on second? What's on third? And I'm going, Castro, no, he, and Simon's going, no, he didn't sing yet. I go, I think he sang. I'm trying to give my critiques for Jason Castro, and I scribbled Jason's name, and that was David Cook's critique. And we all just screwed up everything, and then finally Simon just said, this is enough. I'll sum it all up. Producers realized, oh, that was a big screw-up, and now let's fix it. But you know what? We all went, you know, actually, this is funny. This is live television. It's actually fun.
Boy, they got a lot of patience over there for this
one. Hey, Paula, it's everybody else.
Right. Yeah, it was never Paula.
It's everybody else.
That is that is a tough chick to sit next to every night. Oh, boy.
Well.
Oh, boy. Anything else?
Yes, and fellow cast member Ryan Seacrest tried to rush to Paula's defense during the following Idol show. And here's a clip of this little beauty.
Oh, boy. All right. Paula Abdul being defended by Ryan Seacrest.
Last night, the judges were thrown a curveball on the air, which is just part of a live show. But it sparked a lot of gossip about Paula. And I read some of this online this morning, and just for the record, the rumors, they're not true. She's part of our family, and we love her. So a round of applause for Paula.
We're here.
And I think Simon still wants to hook up with her.
Way to go to the mat for her, Ryan.
Yeah, but you know what? Now I think Ryan Seacrest is lying.
Yeah, he doth protest a little too much.
Yeah, and that's really not his image as a guy who's full of crap. But
right.
If he goes out, I guess he had to say this, I don't know. But now it sounds like he's lying to everybody.
Yeah.
And I read some of this online this morning, and just for the...
All right, by the way, does anybody know any of these rumors that are online about Paul Abdul? What are the rumors you've heard about Paul Abdul? Because I know there's some online, there's some being emailed to everybody, there's some being whispered in the... in the halls of American Idol. What are some of the rumors? And again, they're just rumors. Nobody's confirming these. The rumors you've heard about Paul Abdul. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. But when Ryan Seacrest says this...
But it sparked a lot of gossip about Paula. And I read some of this online this morning. And just for the record, the rumors, they're not true. She's part of our family, and we love her.
Now, the rumors are not true. Well, what are the rumors? And are they all BS? Every single rumor is wrong?
Right.
About Paul Abdul?
Yeah.
I mean, we had Arsenio Hall on last night, and he said there's something odd going on. He went out with Paul Abdul.
Yeah, if someone's going to know.
Yeah, it's not Ryan Seacrest. I don't believe that Ryan Seacrest is telling the truth here. And I don't know if that hurts his image or not. Hopefully it doesn't, but who knows? Who cares? But it does sound like he's BSing everybody.
Right.
Do you think he knows that he's lying?
Tim.
Is it possible that she's just out of it without any substance, no pills, no drinking? She's just...
Like early signs of dementia?
Yeah, is that possible?
That's
but then again,
early.
Maybe if that's one of the rumors, then that's true.
Yeah, that might be true.
Maybe that's true. I don't know. I don't know what these rumors are about Paul Abdul. But we have a huge audience. Maybe I'll get some calls on the rumors about Paula Abdul. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710.
But it sparked a lot of gossip.
Wait, listen to this whole clip here one more time. And it just sounds like
fishy.
He's been told to say this.
Last night, the judges were thrown a curveball on the air, which is just part of a live show. But it sparked a lot of gossip about Paula. And I read some of this online this morning. And just for the record, the rumors, they're not true.
He should have said the rumors and then listed the rumors.
Right. Totally. That's what I would do as a good host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should say, listen, I heard the rumor of, she was on drugs. I heard a rumor of she was in her dressing room and she was...
she slipped and hit her head on a doorknob.
Yeah, she was doing, methamphetamine from every orifice of her body. That's not true.
Slipped into a K-hole by accident.
I heard that she was on gopher killers. That's not true.
Horse tranquilizers.
What are the rumors that you've heard about this woman? I heard that she slipped and fell after she was running from the room because Simon was trying to rape her. That's not true. But he should have listed them all, and then we all could have decided whether we thought they were true or not. But, those kind of blanket denials of everything's cool, nothing's going on. Nobody buys those anymore.
Well, and what does her having, her being part of their family have to do with anything? We love her. She's part of our family. Who cares? What does that have to do with the story?
I know. And you know what? Isn't it up to the politicians to lie to us, the Republicans and the Democrats all the time?
You're not Seacrest.
It's not these guys, but I guess Seacrest is now, just one of them.
Right.
All right, Marvin in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Paula Abdul killed my dog and impregnated my sister.
Is that a rumor or is that fact?
This is fact, sir.
Okay. I don't know how she impregnated your sister, dude. All right. What rumors have you heard about Paula Abdul? Rick in Los Angeles, you're at 97.1. Rick.
Hey, I'm Jake.
Jake, you're on the air.
Hey, listen, man. I feel like, first of all, she's got a drug problem. This is very obvious.
But that is that's a rumor.
Well, that's a rumor, but I've seen her slur on TV. I've seen it on YouTube. It's been on the news. I mean, this girl's got a pill problem. I'm growing up in a family of drug addicts. I can see it.
You can't.
Right? I put money down on it if I had to, but I don't. This is what I'm going to go with. You can disagree with me, whatever.
All right, that's a rumor.
Jake, what kind of drug do you think it is?
You know what? She's probably got a lot of anxiety from career in the past. She might be taking Valium. You know what I mean? Something like that. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't she in a car accident or she hurt her back or her neck or something?
Yeah, and maybe she just never got off those pills.
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Just one other thing real quick. I'm thinking about, you know, we love her. She's family and stuff. Okay, that's all good and great, and I appreciate that he sticks up for her. But if she's displaying, like, incompetence as a judge, there's a lot of money at stake for these contestants, and they must feel really cheated about this. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Well, also, you know, not only that, but a lot of the people, you know, a lot of the companies that advertise on that show, they want that show to constantly look like it's on the up and up. This stuff is scripted. And a lot of people get effed when she screws up like that. All right, Tom in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You heard a rumor about Paula?
Yeah, I think what Ryan's talking about is that rumor I've been hearing that she's sober and talented.
Now, that is a rumor.
I'm going to drink to that.
All right, dude, we're going to give you a prize for that, man. That's a great call. Hold on one sec. We'll give you Charlie's War. Is it?
Charlie Wilson's War.
All right, Charlie Wilson's War. There you go. Got an extra copy of that Charlie Wilson's War? Thumbs up? Excellent. There we go. All right. The rumors you've heard about Paula Abdul. Andrew in Puente Hills, you're on 97.1.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Gina. How you
doing? Hey,
Hi. You know, I heard a really disturbing rumor that her alter ego, Emilio Estevez, was trying to escape.
Ouch. So, anywho.
This is the greatest audience on the planet, man. It really is. Greatest audience in the universe. Let's talk to a Pat in Buena Park. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What rumors have you heard about Paula?
The rumor was that she was going to be kicked off of American Idol. That's why Ryan came to her support and said that she's our family.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, but he didn't mention anything about the drug problem. He doesn't want to even touch that.
So he's telling the suits.
She's got a heroin problem.
That's a rumor. But she's become a big liability for that show. Because now, again, it's every year it's not about the contestants. It's about what is Paul on. And that lasts for a certain amount of maybe seasons, but I don't think it goes on indefinitely. You know, I don't think you can get that much mileage out of it, you know?
Yeah.
You have no idea what I said, did you?
Not a clue. I'm making Jenna drawing.
All right, no drawing when you're on the air.
Oh, sorry. Here,
please.
Will you give this to her?
All right. Oh, that's for Jennifer? Okay,
yeah.
All right. We got to excuse Gina because she's completely bombed. But still, no drawing while you're on
Agenda.
The air. All right, here we go. All right, let's talk to Robert. You're on 97.1 Free FM. What are the rumors you've heard about Paula?
Well, I heard a couple rumors. One that I heard she gives money to charity.
Right.
And I'd heard that she absolutely hates racism.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I'm really not sure. I'm torn. What do they mean? What kind of...
She hates racism?
Yeah, yeah. She hates all racism, and that was that's the gossip I heard.
Yeah.
Now I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't know anybody who's in love with it.
Well, apparently, I mean, if all the gossip is false.
Yeah. Right.
It sounds like something you'd say if you were on a pageant, you know,
yeah.
Like, and I hate racism.
Yeah, I love world peace, and I hate racism. Ah, well, great. Here's the flowers and the crown. All right, Josh in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Timmy, me boy.
Hey.
Hey, I heard that she's depressed because she's dating Doug Steckler.
Oh, is that right?
Jeez, yeah.
I didn't hear that. That is wild.
Where's Arsenio tonight?
Get
you could use this stuff.
Together here.
Dougie, please. Suzanne in Compton, rumors about Paula Abdul.
Hey, she looked real different last night. Didn't she? Is it Gina that's with you right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Didn't she look like so different? Was it just her hair?
A little
bit.
Did
they have a wig on her or her makeup
or
something?
There was definitely a bangs issue.
Maybe it wasn't her.
I mean, I thought she looked really good, but it was, for a minute, I'm like, is that really her?
Huh.
Yeah. All right, baby. Thanks for your call. All right, we got to go ahead and take a break. Gina Grad is bombed. It's her 30th birthday. You going to take another shot there, baby?
Sure, why not?
I might join you in one.
Oh, goody gumdrops.
All right. We are celebrating Gina Grad's birthday. It's her 30th birthday.
Salud.
And we'll have a cake there for you at some point tonight. My wife was kind enough to make the cake, and she's a great baker.
She's such a good baker.
She's such a good baker.
Will you see that she gets my present?
Yes, I will. Yeah, the little sign you drew for her with the eyes that are dotted with hearts.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Gina Grad, she's celebrating her 30th year with us, but I'm still in third grade with her drawings. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
The news with Gina Grass.
Son, shut up.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you, well, that.